The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
What is crackin', Rockaholics? Happy Tuesday morning. I had to deal with a naughty dog last night, Steve Miggs.
Uh-oh.
The puppy. So he'll come up and let me know.
How's your puppy?
He's just over two.
Okay.
So we're still very much a puppy in lab years. So he will come up and let me know if he has to go to the bathroom. He'll, you know, give me a little nose nudge. So he came up this morning, you know, at whatever time it was, 1:30, and he had something in his mouth. And I'm like, what do you got, buddy?
Oh, no.
And it was a granola bar. Okay.
Was it really a granola bar?
It was
really a
granola bar.
I just want to make sure we're going down an okay road for breakfast.
He had a granola bar in his mouth, and I'm like, what the hell, buddy? So I go downstairs with him, let him out, which is so annoying because I would rather be sleeping. And then I'm like, what has he been up to? Where did he get this granola bar? So I go down into our living room, and there are like three other open and eaten granola bars. There's just wrappers everywhere. So then I go up and check the pantry. He raided the pantry. There was also two wrappers for fruit snacks.
Yeah.
So then I had to kind of slowly reestablish where I need to keep the snacks so that this jerk of a dog can't get them in the middle of the night.
We learned a valuable lesson that we need to close our pantry door whenever we're not home because we get one of those giant ass, I think that's the name of it. It's called giant ass rice from Costco.
Yeah.
Like those giant bags.
Oh, yeah.
So one time when we left, we came back home and it was either Lucy, I think it was Lucy the puppy, who's now one, bit a hole in the rice. And so it was just rice everywhere. And I mean, when you've probably seen those bags.
Oh, yeah. They're gigantic.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun to clean those up. It's like you're just vacuuming rice for days.
Well, if you're thinking about getting a puppy, don't. Let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and today it's National Take Down the Christmas Tree Day.
Dude, we had to do that a long time ago. It was becoming up. I was like, this is a fire hazard.
Okay.
It dried out so fast. I don't know when they cut the thing in the first place, but it had to go on like the 27th.
What the hell's wrong with you? Today's supposed to be the day because, you know, you got the 12 days of Christmas. So every year on January 6th, that's the day you're supposed to take down the tree. Now, like, I'm giving you a hard time. It might have been December 27th, and my wife's like, I kind of want to take the tree down.
Oh.
It was pretty soon after.
It is like, so sad, like, though.
Okay, Grinch.
Then I'm basically in mourning of the holiday when the tree is down.
Yeah.
It's rough out there.
Yeah, so anyways, if you still have your tree up, you know what? I don't care. Keep it up. Yeah. Keep it up till February if you want.
There's a lot of lights up still in my neighborhood, and I'm not unhappy about it.
Feeling good this morning. The Seattle Kraken won yet again, this time 5-1 against the Calgary Flames. Happy birthday to Shane Wright. Celebrated, I think it was his 21st birthday with a goal. Philip Grubauer, this is like the redemption season. I'm so happy I have a wallet that was made from one of his hockey equipment, like from his goalie glove.
I was telling Brad about that last night as we're watching him just be overly excellent once again.
Yeah, I feel like now that this wallet might be worth more. I think I got it at a cheap rate because he wasn't playing all that well. He's just been on fire. 41 saves. The Kraken are now 7-0-1 in their last eight games. Before we went on vacation, we're talking about how they're just awful and they're in like they're basically fighting for the bottom spot in the West. Now they're 1 point out of first place.
We're a contender.
This is great. And they're playing again tonight. They're taking on the Boston Bruins at Climate Pledge Arena. And also Seattle, congratulations to our hockey players. They're going to be well represented over at the 2026 Winter Olympics. Kraken players like Kaapo Kakko, Eli Tolvanen, and they're going to be playing for Finland. Grubauer is going to be playing for Germany. And four Seattle Torin players, our female players, they're going to be heading to the Olympics to play for Team USA.
Very exciting.
Good times.
Also from the world of sports, there are six NFL head coaches officially fired this season. One of those, of course, is our old friend Pete Carroll. No longer with the Las Vegas Raiders after that 3-14 season.
He already found a new job, though. He's going to be coaching for Mercer Island High School.
No, no.
I just saw that. I guess his son plays there.
Oh, my God.
So wouldn't that be amazing if he just became like an advisor to the team?
He'd be great, I'm sure, at that level.
So he's going straight from the pros. He's not even going to college. I mean, we saw how well that's worked out for Bill Belichick.
Oh, boy.
So now he's just straight up going to high school.
The other teams that are in search of a new coach are Arizona, Cleveland, the Giants, Tennessee, and the Falcons. And speaking of the Falcons, apparently they're sniffing around Seahawks offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak. He's on their list of potential new head coaches.
I hope he sucks at interviews.
I do, too. That'd be great.
Because they have the week off, so he can do some interviews. I'm not surprised. But
not at all.
You know, it's a matter of time. Whenever you have a successful team, everyone's looking at those coordinators to try and steal them from those teams.
Hey, guys.
Oh, and I guess thank you to the texter, Marty Nelm. He said Shane Wright's now 22, oh. 1 point out of first place for the Seattle Kraken.
He's just a baby.
Speaking of the Seahawks, how about SB Nation? They just ranked them as the top team when it comes to chances of winning the Super Bowl. What a crazy few months this has been. Think about when the season started and how many places and people were saying that this team will be lucky if they get 7 wins.
Ugh.
They're going to be in last place in the NFC West. What the hell are they doing on the offense? This is just a complete and utter mess. And now they're being projected to win the Super Bowl.
Look at us now.
And also, good luck trying to find some merchandise after they won the NFC West and also clinched the top spot. Merchandise has been just selling like crazy. Some of those, like, was it the shirts that the players were wearing, the hats that the players were wearing on the field. It's been almost impossible for a lot of these local retailers to keep them in stock.
Oh, yeah, just printing money.
Yes.
Western Washington is going to get a short breather, but another storm is rolling in today, so steady rain is expected to kick back up. There's some gusty winds and heavy mountain snow. They're saying like feet and feet of snow could be falling in the Cascade Passes, so just be careful out there if you have to do any pass travel. Wind gusts could be hitting 40 to 50 miles per hour in some spots.
Yay,
get your generators ready.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 44 degrees, gonna rain today. That is the DMD. Go Kraken. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you know what a Foley artist is? A Foley artist is the person that makes the sound effects happen in real life.
Like at the old school theater, live performances and things along those lines.
And that is one of the many elements that we bring to Live Night. And this year it's happening on February 13th. And we're back at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel in the brand new ballroom. We're going to be doing our show live. Beat Migs will be live. The men's room will be live in front of an audience that you can be part of if you grab those tickets. And where can the tickets be purchased, Steve Migs?
Just contact me. I'll sell you some on the sale. KISW.com, of course.
New Year's Eve was only 6 days ago, but it almost feels like yesterday, doesn't it, Steve Migs?
No, it feels like an eternity ago, but yes.
But you did something that, I'm not going to lie, I had major FOMO with your New Year's Eve situation. Tell people what the hell you were up to.
I am typically the stay-at-home, asleep before 8:30, 9 o'clock p.m. kind of guy on New Year's Eve. We're just not the ones to go out. I celebrated New Year's Eve in the most random place ever, doing the most random thing. I ended up wrestling at a rave.
Which I didn't realize was a thing, and apparently it is now a thing.
It's a relatively new thing that's been going on in San Francisco. So you know how like anything kind of becomes like a viral, popular thing, that if it's something that you're into, everybody and their sister will send you the video and be like, have you seen this? So recently I've been getting a lot of those. Like, have you seen this wrestling rave? It looks crazy. I'm like, my gosh, I would love to do that. Well, this company, which is called Cave Rave, they went in cahoots with Cult Fest, which is like a local rave company, and they put together this giant wrestling rave at a warehouse. Now, when I say it was the most random place I've ever been, it had nothing to even do with the rave or the wrestling. Where it was that like this, I don't even know what to call it. It was a warehouse for luxury cars. Apparently, like it's like a car club for people who are in a different tax bracket. These cars were all like six-figure cars. Some were even million-dollar cars. And they were just inside of this giant warehouse that also had like a restaurant, a bar, like a cigar room. It's called The Shop.
Is it down in like Soto?
Yes.
I've been there before.
What for?
A
wrestling rave.
I was like, yeah, with Benny. He's like, well, my car stays there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no. Funny enough, I was there, and I randomly just went for lunch one day, and I was like, this place is amazing.
It's so freaking cool. Okay, that's awesome. I was like, I don't even know if this is, like, a place where you could go just to go, like, enjoy a lunch or a drink. But, yeah, in addition to, like, the food, they have these insane, and I'm not a car person, nor were a lot of the guys I was with, but we're all taking pictures, and all of us had the same mindset of, I don't even know what these are, but I feel like I should probably get pictures of these from my friends that do like cars.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I'm like texting my buddies. I'm like, what is this? Like, where are you? So this rave is going on, and I'm like walking back in the backstage area. And at one point, like, they had this projection screen, and it was crazy. There was like 1,500 people there celebrating the new year. Some of these like really good DJs, like this guy Yousef and Cam Girl, and all like these well-loved, like, if you're into the rave scene, there's like these big time DJs. But I'm walking in the back area, and the guy's like, hey, can you stop walking in front of the projection screen? No problem. He's like, go around the projection guy. No problem. Went around the projection guy. The guy's like, can you not do that? I was like, well, I was just told to do that. He's like, it's really dark back here, and you keep walking by a car that's worth $1 million. I was like, yeah, I'm going to walk in front of the projection screen.
Oh my gosh. That is so insane.
It was just, and just to kind of illustrate the vibe that was there. So we get there and it's like 8 p.m. and people are just showing up and people are just ready to party. I run into this one girl. Her name is Anna. She has no idea who I am or the other wrestlers, but we're all obviously dressed in our wrestling gear, and just goes up to the dude that I'm about to wrestle, who has like a giant mask with like chain links on it, and had this to say to him.
All right, Anna, what's the advice?
That's the reason why he's wearing a mask. He's,
are we ready?
Mr. Steve.
That's right, Anna. Let's go.
I was like, the show hasn't even started, and she's just out there.
She's your new number one fan.
Having the best time. I was very sad because I ended up losing my match, and I think she was going to be very disappointed in me.
Oh, I bet she went home crying.
And that. So then, like, as the match is going on, like, you're wrestling, there's smoke, there's lasers, there's loud music, and you're surrounded by cars, and all I could think was, like, I feel like I'm in the scene of, like, a futuristic, Too Fast, Too Furious type of a movie.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
Okay, next time this happens, we're all going.
I you know what? You would love it. I thought of both of you. I'm like, Danny does not like wrestling, does not like rave culture. He would have the worst time, so we have to make sure he comes with us.
We have to make sure. Yeah. We have to document the whole thing.
I think one of my favorite parts was meeting listeners who were partying a little hard, and they weren't expecting A, to see that I was there, and then B, to see, like, I'm in my spandex pretend fighting my friends in a ring while the rave is going on. And the looks on their faces were hilarious. And then the highlight, I think, was I got thrown out of the ring, and I'm pretending that I'm hurt. Like, I'm like, ah. All of a sudden, I just feel like these hands on my back. I forget them. At a rave, and people just love to be
touchy-feely.
And it's like all these people were feeling like sympathy for me, so they're back rubbing me back to strength, and I'm like, what is happening right now?
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, you would have a great time. You would thrive in this situation.
I'm all in.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we would love to hear about the random place that you ended up, inspired by Steve at a wrestling rave on New Year's Eve.
At $1 million car warehouse.
For whatever reason, what is the most random place you ended up? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we'll take those calls after Pearl Jam.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
For whatever the reason, where was the most random place you ever ended up in your life? Call 206-803-ROCK and give us the story. Patrick, you're in Puyallup this morning. Where was the most random place you ended up?
So I was visiting my cousin in Hawaii, and he had a extra ticket to go to this warehouse concert for Red Hot Chili Peppers in 89.
Okay.
And so we go to the Aloha Tower where the event is held. And it was my first time in an actual mosh pit style concert. Basically, it's a bunch of guys running around in a circle, punching the guy in front of them.
Yes.
Not the best thing for a 17-year-old to be in, but I went anyway. At the end of the concert, like 5 seconds left of the last song, somebody ran up on stage and was going to stage dive into the pit. And the song ended and the pit dispersed. And this guy came down and broke his arm.
Oh, no.
But how was the concert?
I mean, it was Red Hot Chili Peppers 89. I mean, it was pretty awesome.
So was that that's
for
that,
what it was.
Was that like right around like the Mother's Milk era of Red Hot Chili Peppers, huh?
Essentially, yes.
Wow. That would have been amazing to go see those guys back. I mean, that's back when they were a little more funky and a little more crazy.
Oh, 100%. Could you imagine the mosh pit when they were all young and wild like that?
Yeah, I've seen video footage of Anthony Kiedis, and like he was, I mean, he still has an insane amount of energy for what? Like he's like 93, I think, at this point.
62, probably.
I don't know. I think he might be late 60s.
No.
I'm guessing 68, maybe even 69.
Wow, so nice.
What do you?
Ooh.
63.
Wow. Oh, well, just a spring chicken.
Well, kind of. Usually, I was leaning towards older, but you know. But anyways, he's still full of energy in his 60s. I can't even imagine what he would have been like in his
20s. Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Someone texted in at 206-803-ROCK. They said that they ended up at, my friend needed some support. I thought we were going to a bar to handle their problems. We ended up at an AA meeting in a church basement.
Nice. Aww. Well, it's good to be the support there.
I was like, good on you for sticking it through.
Yeah.
Like, but talk about one exchange to the other. Like, yeah. You're thinking, oh, I'm going to go drown our sorrows together, not realizing your friend maybe has drowned their sorrows one too many times.
That's a good friend right there.
Yep. Another person said, I ended up at a high-stakes underground poker game in a storage unit in San Francisco. I was in over my head.
That sounds very stressful.
Yeah, I would have probably just left.
Mm-mm, no chance.
I'm terrible at poker.
I mean, I had a phase, you know, when Texas Hold'em was like real popular, yeah. Probably 20 years ago, it was really coming up. But I would lose my butt in a situation like that.
See, I would always get invited, and it was always cool. Like, I have friends that were big into poker, and they would want to invite me, and I never wanted to do it. Not only because I was bad at it, but even worse, I still do not know how, and I know everyone makes fun of me for this, I do not know how to shuffle cards.
What do you do? Just put them all out on the table?
Well, no, not that bad. I can like shuffle, but it's like a poor man shuffle. Like there's like clumps of cards, and then I gotta like kind of like readjust it. Oh, here we go. Here comes the judgment zone.
Well, I wasn't gonna say judgment necessarily. I was gonna be like, we can teach you, Steve. I've tried.
I'm really good at shuffling.
I've watched YouTube tutorials on it. I've had friends try and show me. I don't know what's going on with my hands and those cards. I cannot shuffle for the life of me.
You have not had a Taryn tutorial yet.
All right, so bring in some cards.
I will bring in some cards. Maybe this is the goal of the year, is to get Steve Miggs to effectively shuffle a deck.
Whew, that would change everything. I would turn down nights with my friends. Like, they're like, hey, we're doing a poker night thing. Do you want to come? I'm like, do you have a dealer? And they're like, no, we'll just do it ourselves. Like, you know, and I was like, nah, man, I'm good. And they probably thought I was like being all bougie, like I needed a dealer to be there.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, my level of anxiety would go down. If all of a sudden I saw somebody who was doing the shuffling for us.
Imagine the level of confidence you would have.
Oh, I just walk
after
around.
After a Taryn tutorial. This could change everything for you, Steve.
How long do you think it'll take to teach me?
I don't know. 20 minutes?
Oh, I thought you were going to say 2028.
Steve, you'll be pushing Anthony Kiedis' age by the time you can figure out how to shuffle some cards.
Steve, this is your year.
Is it?
For this?
Yeah.
That's kind of pathetic.
The Daily Migs Show.
Well, he might not be able to shuffle a deck of cards, but he's pretty good at beat Migs. Yesterday, you did one of each to start off the new year. A win, a loss, and a tie. Very impressive. Call 206-803-ROCK if you'd like to play beat Migs at 6:50. No shuffling required.
Thank God.